small Spanish town of Saguntum asked Rome for a treaty promising help against the Carthaginians. In 221, the Romans were happy to oblige. The Romans knew that Carthage would eventually attack Saguntum, and that they would have to defend Saguntum, and that a second Punic War would result. Again, the jus fetialis, or fecial law, would be satisfied because the Carthaginians would have started the war, which meant in turn that the Romans would win. The Romans had no idea what they were in for. In 218 BC, Hannibal's forces took Saguntum. The Romans demanded that the Carthaginians withdraw from the city and that they send Hannibal to Rome to be punished. Carthage would not give Saguntum back. But Hannibal did indeed obediently head for Rome with a little bit of company, his army. In September 218, Hannibal and his army crossed the Alps into northern Italy. The series of smashing victories which followed won thousands of Gauls to Hannibal's side. Encouraged by his diplomatic success, Hannibal won over other dissatisfied Roman allies and subject peoples, proof that the Romans still had a lot to learn about running an empire. The desperate Romans elected Quintus Fabius Maximus for dictator for 6 months in 217 BC. But Fabius considered himself too weak to do anything but track Hannibal, earning himself the title cunctator, or delayer. The elected consuls of 216 BC were ashamed. They took a more aggressive tack. They led a force of 80,000 Romans against Hannibal at Cannae. And Hannibal destroyed this army in what was Rome's single greatest defeat of all time. Suddenly, Fabius's delaying tactics looked a lot more sensible. As Hannibal worked his way south into Italy, even more Roman allies rushed to his side, as did the Samnites and much of Sicily. Hannibal was literally at the doors of Rome, but he did not have the manpower and he did not have the logistical support to finish the Romans off. Yet the Romans also, strangely, lacked the strength and the willpower to kick Hannibal out of Italy for good. Hannibal raided, the Romans retreated. Hannibal plundered, the Romans regrouped, and so on. The defections of Roman allies died out when it became clear that neither Rome nor Carthage was actually winning. This was, I suppose, a minor victory for Rome, but not really a solution. To complicate matters, one of the Eastern Mediterranean powers jumped on Rome while Rome was down. Philip V of Macedon, who controlled most of mainland Greece, allied himself with Carthage and began hostilities with Rome in 215 BC.